Bran could not recall the last time he'd been in the crypts. It had been before, for certain. When he was little, he used to play down here with Rob and John and his sisters. He wished they were here now. The vault might not have seemed so dark and scary. Summer stalked out in the echoing gloom, then stopped, lifted his head, and sniffed the chill, dead air. He bared his teeth and crept backward, eyes glowing golden in the light of the maester's torch. Even Usher, hard as iron, seemed uncomfortable.
"Grim folks, by the look of them," she said, as she eyed the long row of granite Starks on their stone thrones.
"They were the kings of winter," Bran whispered. Somehow it felt wrong to talk too loudly in this place.
Usher smiled.
"Winter's got no king. If you'd seen it, you'd know that, summer boy. They were the kings of the north for thousands of years,"
Maester Lewin said, lifting the torch high so the light shone on the stone faces. Some were hairy and bearded, shaggy men fierce as the wolves that crouched by their feet. Others were shaved clean, their features gaunt and sharp-edged as the iron longswords across their laps.